Shir is Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis, in the middle of the Amid, about 8 lines from the bottom, V'layifcha Shlomi Arba. We learned in the Mishnah, and we've been learning for the last few plat, the Halacha, that on Pesach, by the Seder, we have to drink Dalet Kaisers, 4 cups of wine. We begin now a Shir, a Sugya called Zugos. Zugos meaning pairs. And as the Rishonim explain, Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam holds that all concepts of Mazikim and the same, Shadim, are really not real. Rather, they're figment of imagination of people who tried to convince people who don't know better that there are such supernatural forces in the world. The Ramban disagrees, and he holds that they are real, the concept of Mazikim, the concept of Kishuf. As the Mefarshim explain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world primarily b'kedusha, primarily that we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kedusha v'tahara. But as the Pasuk says, b'avoda of Yom Kippurim, there was one sohir l'Hashem, and there was another sohir l'Azazel. L'Azazel stands for Zel u'mazeh Asa Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the side of Kedusha and the other side, the Sitra Achra, that have real power. And it is, of course, also for us to believe in the Sitra Achra, to serve the Sitra Achra. But since the Sitra Achra, as the Ramban explains, is real, it's worthy to try to stay away from the Sitra Achra. And therefore the Gemara, as we will see in the next couple of blat, discusses the issue of Zugos, pairs, which, as we see, has the ability to cause Mazikim, Shadim, Kishuf, as we will learn in the Gemara. And therefore Chazal taught us to remain away from Zugos, from pairs. Particularly, the Mefarshim explained, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says this, Zugos represent the antithesis of Avodas Hashem, because every Jew must believe, the basis of our belief is that there is only one God, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Zugos, which represents pairs, is the opposite of that, that there's more than one power. And that's why, as we said, since all these Mazikim and Kishuf. Kishuf is Machishim Koichai Shamala. They come to deny the ability, the authority, the greatness of Hashem. Zugos particularly represent that, and Chazal told us to remain far away from Zugos. Therefore, ask the Gemara, if we learned in the Mishnah, for Layifcha Solomi Arba, they were not allowed to have less than 4 cups of wine on the night a Pesach, ask the Gemara, Heichem Misakn Rabbonon, Hakrav Chazal made a decree, Dosba the Sakana, through which we could come to danger. We have Zugos, 4 cups, there's a pair. So the Farshim ask, isn't there a Pasuk that says, Shoyma Mitzah, Layeda Davara, somebody who does mitzvahs doesn't have to worry about evil? We're doing a mitzvah. We're doing the alakaisis. So they explain, of course, shoyma mitzvah layeda davara. But the Gemara's question is, why did Chazal make a takana which could cause sakana if we know that we're trying to stay away from sakana? The Mefarshim furthermore ask that if the Gemara is asking that Zugos, anything appears, is an issue, so then every Friday night we make Kiddush on a cup of wine and we say Birchas HaMazon on a cup of wine. So again we have pairs. Why isn't the Gemara asked the question about every Friday night? So there are two answers I saw. One answer is that the Gemara understood that Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon on a Friday night are two separate issues, not to be combined and not to be considered a pair. However, all four cups of wine are considered one set, so to speak, which is a set of four, an even number, and therefore we have a concern of Zugas. The Tzlach says another answer. The Gemara knew that Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon are two separate issues and will not combine. The Gemara's question rather is on the first two cups of wine as one set and the second two cups of wine as a second set that is, we drink Pesach by night by the Seder, and each set being a pair, we have a concern. How could it we now do that? Isn't it Zugash? For Tanya, because haven't we learned? Lo yoichel adam trei, a person should not eat in pairs. Lo yishta trei, he should not drink in pairs. Lo yikaneichen trei, he should not wipe himself after he uses the bathroom. Trei in pairs. Lo yasa trachov trei, he shouldn't do his needs. He shouldn't have relationship in pairs. So how could Chazal make a takana of dalet kaisus? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, regarding the night of Pesach, Leil Shemurim, it's a night where HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us. Leil HaMeshumer Ubah Min HaMazikim, it's a night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us from the Mazikim, and therefore we don't have to be concerned, even though normally Zugos are a real issue. And the Mefarshim explain, what is the word HaMeshumer Ubah? So they said, Leil HaMeshumer, what's HaMeshumer Ubah? So the Maral explains that one might have thought that only the night when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, that night we were protected. But maybe in future generations we will not be protected. Says the Gemara, Leil HaMeshumer, that night Klal Yisrael was protected, Ubah, and that Shmirah continues for many, many generations. Another explanation that the Ben Yoyada explains is Leil HaMeshumer Ubah is from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaMeshumer Ubah, that night was designated as the night for Shmirah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us and we don't have to be concerned for Mazikim. And Midrashim quote so many different Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael in the course of history on that night. It was the night, they say, that Avraham Avinu was able to conquer the four kings. It was the night that Avimelech was punished for taking Sarimenu. It was the night that Yaakov Avinu had battle with the Sarish Lesev and won. It was the night that Chizkiyahu prevailed over Sancheriv. It was the night that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah was saved from the Kishon Eish. It was the night that Daniel was saved from the Goyf Harayas, from the den of lions, and it was the night that Achashverosh couldn't sleep, which began the entire Nes of Purim. So since this is the night where Klal Yisrael is Meshumris, is protected, we don't have to worry about Mazikim. The Mefarshim say moreover that during that night, the Medrash says, the night was lit up. The whole night remained light with the sun shining, different than every other night. And the Sefer Chanukas HaTorah explains why. He says, it says at the beginning of the Torah, V'yikra Elokim L'Elokim L'Or Yoyim U'L'Choshech Kara Laila. Explains the Medrash, V'yikra Elokim L'Or Yoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only puts his name on something which is good, or which is light, for Yikra Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is associated. Ulechoshech, for darkness, which represents evil, darkness, bad, Karolayla, we don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. But this was a night of Leil Shimurim. We were protected. Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem. If Hashem's name is associated with this night, so it's Or, it must be light, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only associates himself with light, not with darkness. The Mechanukas HaTorah says another pshat, because that night Klal Yisrael went out of the Rishus, so to speak, went out of the ownership of Paroi onto the ownership of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a transaction, any business transaction, is supposed to take place halachically by day, not by night. That night remained light. The Mefarshim point out, Mechloikis, some say that this only is only speaking about the first night of Pesach. Others say that it's both the first night and the second night of Pesach, and yet others say that Leil Shemurim are all the nights of Pesach. And that's why the minig is that Pesach by night we don't say the whole Kriya Shema Lamita, we only say Hamapel and the first and the Kriya Shema. Also, if Pesach comes out on Friday night, normally in after Maariv Friday night we say Bracha Mein Sheva. The Bracha Mein Sheva was instituted because people used to come to shul late, and but the Knessos were located not in the city, so it was dangerous to walk back alone. So they lengthened the davening by saying the Bracha Mein Sheva, so everybody will walk home together. On this night, we don't have to say the Bracha Mein Sheva because it's a Leil Shmurim. The Maril says that since it was a Leil Shmurim, they used to leave the doors open. However, the Magen Avraham says we don't do that nowadays if it's a place to where it's a sakana, and we can't rely on that just not to have Leil, just because it's a Leil Shmurim. Other places can say, as we will learn, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, one should not eat food that's left under a bed, but that doesn't apply to this food left under the bed Pesach by night. Similarly, an egg that's unpeeled should not be left overnight. This too doesn't apply on the night of Leil Shemurim. Rava says a different reason why we don't have to worry about zugos on the night of Pesach. Kosha bracha, the third kos, which we say Birch Samazan on, but starf la toiva, venim starf la ra. Only can combine for good, not for bad. So as the Rajbam explains, if somebody is drinking cups and the third cup is Birchas Hamazon, so it's a third cup, it's an odd number. However, if somebody is drinking four cups and the third cup was Birchas Hamazon, it will not combine to be considered that the person drank four cups. It will only be as if he drank three cups and does not have to be concerned for zugos. The Mefarshim point out why specifically do we mention the third cup from all the cups we drink on the night by the Seder. So they say since that cup is Birchas Hamazon, and Birchas Hamazon is Midoraisa, also it's a bracha that we say all of the time, that's why this cup of Birchas Hamazon has the ability Mitzaref L'Tov and Mitzaref L'Ra. And the Beis Halevi and the Chasam Sofer explain this is why we open the door at the Seder after the third cup. Wouldn't it make more sense to open up the door at the beginning of the Seder to represent that we're inviting guests to join us for the Seder? But they explained, since as we just said, the third cup is the time where we're showing that that we have nothing to worry about. It's Tzarif L'Toiva, Veinim Tzarif L'Ra. That's why that's the time we open the door by the Seder. The Noid of Yehuda uses this concept for interesting Shaila. He was asked that it says in the Tzavos Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChosid that someone shouldn't marry a man who has the same name as a father. Her father, a father-in-law and a son-in-law shouldn't have the same name, and a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law should not have the same name. He was asked the Shaila if someone had a name added to them because they were not well, and a name was added to their name, and now the names match, is it a concern or not? So it says that this name was only added L'toiva, because the person needed a refuah. So it's Mitzarif L'toiva, V'ena Mitzarif L'ra. It doesn't count to be a consideration for the concern of the Tzavah Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChosid. Ravina says a different reason why we don't have to worry about zugos. Abba koisis tekinu rabbon and derech eres. Chazal told us that we have to drink four cups of wine to show freedom. Kochad v'chad, each cup, mitzvah b'apinafshehu, is a separate mitzvah and does not combine with the other mitzvahs. So the Mekroi Kodesh points out, from here it would seem, that if someone can't drink four cups of wine, or doesn't have enough to drink four cups of wine, every cup is a separate cup and he should drink what he can. But he says perhaps there are two concepts in what the in the Dalakaisis. One is that every cup, as the Gemara just said, is a separate mitzvah. And therefore, a person, if he can't drink all of them, he should drink what he can. But on the other hand, as we've been saying, the point of Dalakaisis is to show Cheiris, that we drink four cups of wine to show freedom. And therefore we specifically have to have four cups, and anything less than four cups will not bring out the point of cheiris, of freedom. So we learned in the Braisa, the loyasa tzroch of trei. A person should not have relations in pairs because of zugash. Ask the Gemara, amai nimlechu, even if a person has relations in pairs, it's two separate acts. First, he had one act, and then he decided to do something again. So why would that be considered zugosh? Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, hochi kamar. This is what the Braisa meant to say. La yoich l'trei, a person shouldn't eat in pairs. V'yasa tzrochav, and then have relations, even once. Or v'la yish l'trei, he shouldn't drink in pairs. V'yasa tzrochav, pil v'hamachas, and then even have one relation. Why? Dilmacholish, because since he did something in pairs, as we've been learning, that weakened him, and then Misra, he'll be in danger when he has relations. Tan Rabbanan, Shasa Kaflayim, if somebody drinks in pairs, Dama Beroshay, he has his blood on his own hand. He's responsible if he ends up in harm. Amar Rav Yehuda, Emesai, when is this? Bizman Shloi Ra Pnei Ashok, if he did not go outside in between. Avil Ra Pnei Ashok, if he goes outside between doing these two acts, drinking in pairs or eating in pairs, Hashus B'yodai, then we don't have to be concerned about pairs. Amar Ravashi, Chazina le Rav Chananya Babibi. I saw Rav Chananya Babibi that kol kosa, after every cup that he drank, have a nafik, he would use to go out, v'chazi apet b'shuka, he would put his face in the market to separate. V'lo amoran, furthermore says the Gemara, when is there concern about doing something in pairs? Elotzis l'derech. If he's going to go out on the road after doing something in pairs, he has to be concerned. Avol bebeisoy, if he is remaining at home, loy, he doesn't have to be concerned. Amrav Zera velishon, but if he's going to sleep, even though he's staying home, kolotes l'derech tami, it's like he's going out on the road, because when a person goes to sleep, he needs a shmira, and that's why the Mari Vail says in the Tshuvas that even when he went to sleep in the afternoon at home, he didn't say all of Krishma Lamita, but he did say the Vihinoyam, because we see that when a person goes to sleep, even during the day, he needs a shmira. Amra Papa, says Rav Papa also, V'lotzis l'besav kisei, somebody needs to use the bathroom, k'lotzis l'daref tam, it's like going on the road, because he too needs a shmira, and should not do something in pairs prior to that. Ask the Gemara, Rebbeis Eloi, is it a fact that if you're staying at home, we don't have to be concerned about pairs? For Rava money kishuri, if when Rava would drink in his house, he would count the beams to keep track of how many cups he drank, that it should not end up with an even number. Vabaya, and Abaya kishosa chad kasa, when Abaya drank one cup, mankele ime, his mother would hold tray cups of a tray, you know, two cups and two hands, so you should make sure that you should not end up with a pair. If you drank one cup and you want to drink more, drink two more, not don't just drink one more. The Rashbam points out, Ime here doesn't mean his mother, Ime means his nurse, because the Rashbam says Abaya's mother died when Abaya was born. And the Mefarshim point out, why does the Rashbam have to point this out? So they say, because if the Gemara meant Ime, really meant his mother, how could Abaya use his mother to hold cups for him? Isn't that a lack of kibbutz of the aim? So that's why the Rashbam says it wasn't his mother, it was his nurse. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kavashasa Trey Kosser, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, when he would drink two cups, Mankele Shamet Chad Kosser, his attendant would hold one cup for him, so it should end up with an odd number. And Chad Kosser, if he drank one cup, Mankele Troy Kosser Betray Yod, he would hold two cups in two hands, they should never end up with an even number of cups. But we see from here that even when they were at home, they were careful not to drink an even number of cups. Answers the Gemara, Adam Chasushani. These were prominent people. They have to be more careful. Amma Ula. So Ula said, Asara Kaisis, when somebody drinks 10 cups, Emem Shemzugas does not concern appears. Why? Says the Gemara, because Ula Tamei. Do Amma Ula. Ramalev Masnisatana. Asara Kaisis Tiknu Chachamim Beis Oval. Chazal. The Gemara Masnach Tiksubas teaches us that Chazal told us that an Oval, Rachman Slan, should drink 10 cups of wine. If we're going to say that whenever we're dealing, even with a number of 10, there's a concern appears, how could Chazal made something that could come to Sakana? So it must be that by 10 cups there is no concern. So the Chavis Yor asks, we began the Shir and said that how do we have Dalet Kaisis by the Seder? So the Gemara gave different answers. Why didn't the Gemara say that if Chazal told us to drink four cups of wine by the Seder, there obviously is no danger in drinking four cups? Because if there were a danger, would Chazal tell us to do something which is dangerous? So the Mefarsh, so the Chavis Yor explains, by the four cups, we gave different reasons why Chazal were able to tell us to drink four cups of wine and not be concerned about Zugos. But by the 10 cups that are drunk in the house of an Ovel, Chazal weren't able to find any heter, any explanation how they could make such a takana. It must be that by the number 10, there is no concern. Continues the Gemara, Avotamna, based on this, we would say, Yesh from Mishum Zugas, that we are concerned about peers. Rav Chizda, Rav Huna, Damit Avayu, however, Rav Chizda, Rav Huna say, Shalom, L'toiv Mitzdarif, L'rol Mitzdarif. The word Shalom, which is the seventh word of the last bracha Birkas Kahanim, combines for good, not for bad. As we know, Birkas Kahanim contains three psukim. Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yah Hashem Panav Eilecha V'Yichunecha is the second pasuk, and Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'Yosem L'cha Shalom is the third pasuk. The first pasuk has three words, the second pasuk has five words, and the third pasuk has seven words. Say Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna that since in the last pasuk there are seven words, and the last pasuk ends with the word Shalom, which is the greatest bracha possible, so if somebody drinks seven cups and then he drinks an eighth cup, the seventh cup won't combine, won't be counted as if he drank eight cups. It'll only be like he drank seven cups. And if he drank seven cups, he only drank seven cups, which is an odd number. So therefore, if somebody drinks eight cups, he doesn't have to be worried for pears. But according to Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna, Avos Shita, if somebody drank six cups, Yechim Shem Zugas, he would have to be concerned about pears. Rabbi Rav Yosef Dam Tavayu and Rabbi Rav Yosef say that even if he drinks six cups, he doesn't have to be worried. Because V'Yichunecha, the last word V'Yichunecha of the second Pasuk of Birchus Kahanim, again, L'Tovil Mitzdarif, L'Rol Mitzdarif, only combines for good and not for bad. So it's only as if he drank five cups. Continue. According to this, Aval Arba, if somebody drank only four cups, Yesh Ben Shem Zugas, he would have to be concerned about peers. Come along, Abai V'Rava, Damri Tavaya, V'Shmrecha, the first Pasuk, L'Toiv Mitzdarif, combines for good, L'Rola Mitzdarif, and therefore a person would only have to be concerned if he drinks two cups, but once he drinks three cups or more, there are no concerns for Zugas. And the way the Mefarshim explained, there really isn't necessarily a Machlaikis here in the Gemara. Rather, as the generations went on, the concern for Zugos lessened, and therefore first there was a concern by 10, and then by 8, and then by 6, and then by 4, and the concern only remained at this point in the Gemara by 2. The Mashal explains that in the three psukim of Birkas Kahanim, there are 60 letters. And the pasuk says, the 60 warriors that were around the bed of Shlomo HaMelech represent the 60 types of Nazikim in the world. So first the Gemara thought that until you have all the psukim of Birkas Kahanim, that's the first shita, that's only when you have protection and don't have to be worried about Mazikim. The second shita held that you don't have to have all of the psukim said, you don't have to have all 60 letters, as long as you have the majority of the letters said, which happens after you say the second pasuk, you have protection. And the third shita says that even after one pasuk, we have also the protection and not have to be concerned about Birkus, about the Mazikim. Abaya, v'azda Rav l'tamei, and Rav goes according to his shita. The Rava Afkinel Rabbanah B'Arba Kaisus, Rava would give his Talmidim four cups of wine before he sent them off. Says the Gemara, Afgav the Itzig Rava Bar Levoy, even though Rava Bar Levoy once was harmed after he left Rava Shir, Lechash Lemaisa. Rava was not concerned that he was harmed because he drank in pairs. The Omer, you know, the reason he was harmed was Mishum the Asfim of Pirkehava. It was a punishment for publicly embarrassing him when he asked him questions during the Shir. But normally, you don't have to be worried about Zugas. Ask the Mefarshim. Rava was one of the Manda Omrim who began the Shir with today, that said that we are concerned for Zugas. And that's why he said that by the Dalit Kaisis, Seder by night, we're not worried about Zugas, because Kaisha Bracha, Mitztaref L'toy V'Veda Mitztaref L'ra. But here the Gemara is saying that Rava wasn't concerned for Zugas at all. So Mefarshim answer that there are two concerns by Zugas. One is Mazikim, and one is Kshafim. So when Rava at the beginning of the Shir said that there's a concern about drinking four cups, he was talking about Mazikim. And for that, the Gemara said, but here we're talking about Kishif. Rava was still concerned about Kishif, it's still a consideration, and that's what the Gemara is referring to here. So ask Mefarshim, if Kishif is still a consideration, how do you give them four cups of wine? Why wasn't he concerned about Kishif? So a number of answers are given. One answer is that in the place where Rava lived, he knew that there were no machshefos, so he didn't have to worry about Kishif. Another answer given is that we were dealing with Talmid HaChachamim. Talmid HaChachamim, we don't have to worry about Kishif. And a third teretz that's given is that when is there a concern by Kishif? When it's something that you have to do, it's like something that's instituted. You have to drink Dalit Kaisis. Here we're not talking about something which is something you have to do. He gave them four cups of wine, then there is no concern about Kishif. Amar of Yosef. Amar of Yosef Shida. Yosef the Shade told me, Ashmedoi Malka the Shada. Ashmedoi is the king of the Shadim, Memunahu Akulazugi, and he is appointed regarding all pairs. And a king doesn't just do damage, and therefore we don't have to be so concerned about Zugos. Ikadamri Lilahagisa. And others say just in the opposite way. Adirabba, Malka Raschanahu, a king can be very temperamental. May the boy of it, and whatever he wants he can do. As the Gemara says, Shamel Paritz Gedder, a king can break through a fence surrounding somebody's property, Las Loiderek, because he wants to make for himself a pathway, Vay Moichem Biyodah, and we can't stop him. Here too, if the Melech of the Shadim is upset about Zugos, we can't stop him. Amra Papa, Amma La Yosef Shader. Yosef the Shade told me, betray Katlinin. When somebody drinks two cups, we're able to kill him. But Abba, if he drinks four, Loi Katlinin, we won't kill. But Abba Maskina, when somebody drinks four cups, we'll only make damage. Betray, when somebody drinks two cups, Bein B'Shogig Bein B'Mezid, whether he drank it B'Shogig or B'Mezid, he'll be in danger. But Abba, when he drinks four, B'Mezid, if he did it deliberately, he'll be in danger. In. B'Shogig, if he did it by accident, law, he's not in danger. And the first should explain what's the difference between two cups and four cups. They say, since, as we explained earlier, two is the number that represents an even number, always even. And as the Rebbeinu Bechai explained, Zugos are, because we're, so to speak, showing that there's a dual power, which is opposite of our belief in Hashem. All even numbers must be divided by two. That's why we're most concerned with the number two. Says the Gemara, V'ishtalei, if somebody forgot, V'ikri, and it happened, V'nofik, and he went out after he drank pears, Maitakante, what should he do? Linkoid zikve diyada dimine, he should take the thumb of his right hand, biyada the smaller, in his left hand, V'zikve the smaller, and the thumb of his left hand, biyada dimine, in his right hand, V'neim ha'achin, he should say the following. And the Ein Eliyahu says, what's the point of putting his thumb into each hand? Because by putting each thumb into the other hands, he's clasping his hands, he's making them to one. As we've been explaining, Zugoist represents two, that he believes in a double power. By now combining his hands, he's showing he believes that there's only one Hashem. V'neim ha'achin should say, Atan v'anoha t'losa, you and I are three. Vishmile, and if he hears a voice that says, Atvanon ha'aba, you and us are four, namely he should say, Atvanon ha'chemishi, you and I are five. Vishmile, if he then hears a voice that says, Atvanon ha'shita, you and I are six, namely Atvanon ha'sheva, we're seven. Have ovda, there was a story, Admei v'chad, that this was said until they reached the number 101, or pakka shade, and then the shade burst. The Yisvach Moshe explains why did the shade finally burst by the number 101. So the shade, so the Mishnah Chumash says, as the Gemara says, a person is supposed to make 100 brachas every day. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Mecha Atak Rimo Elameya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us every day to make 100 brachas. So a person by saying 100 brachas every day has the koyach to fight the shade. Amar HaMeimah Amle Rishtana the Nashim Ksani. The head Machshefa told me, Haiman the Pogba Nashim Ksani. If somebody meets a Machshefa, name Hachi, he should say the following. Hare Chamime, but Chari Chamime, but Kula Bazia, the Tmaich Nashayu. Hot waist and torn baskets to your mouth, women of Kishif. Karakar Chaychi, may your hair be ripped out to expose your baldness. Paraparchayu, may your breadcrumbs, which they used to use for kishif, fly away. If the tavonaichu, may your spices be scattered. Parachizikal maraicha charata, may the wind blow away the fresh saffron, natisu noshim kafanios, that you, the machshefas, hold in your hands. Adchanani v'chananchi lasi lagoi, as long as I had my grace and your grace, I did not come between you. That means, as long you didn't want to cause me harm, everything was fine. Hashta the sis lagoy, but now that I came between you, kerchani v'chanenenche, it's obvious that my grace and your grace towards me have cooled. Says the Gemara, b'marova and at Yisrael, lekapti asugi, they were not makbid on peers. So Mepharshim explained, they were obviously Machman and Pears in the earlier generations, because as we learned, we started today's shiur about the whole issue of Zugos, of Pears, and in Brises, and the Brises were written in Eretz Yisrael. Rather, what the Gemara means is, in the earlier generations in Eretz Yisrael, they were Machman on Zugos, and in later generations, they were not. Rav Dimi ben Hadar, Kapit Afila Rishma de Chavita. Rav Dima Nador was careful, even when he made marks on a barrel to show where he had the wine was up to, he should never make it in pairs. Have of the, once he forgot and made it in pairs, or Paka Chavita and the barrel burst. Klol de Milsa, says the Gemara. Call the Kapit, whoever is particular about Zugos, Kapti Bahadei. Then they're going to harm him. Or the white Kapit, if somebody's not careful, like Kapti Bahadei, he doesn't have to worry. However, we have to be careful, even if you're not that, even if you're not Makbid. Ask the Rashbam, if the Gemara says that the rule is, if you're Makbid, then the Makbid, and if not, so why do we start this shiur talking and being concerned about the Dalai Kaisers and Zubas? If we're not Makbid, we have nothing to worry about. So one answer he gives is that it's only, even if we're not Makbid, we don't have to be worried. L'meichish miboyi. There's still some concern. And that's why some vigilance is still required. And that's why we had to worry about Zugos. Another teretz that's given is that although we don't have to worry about mazikim with zugos, we do have to worry about kishif. And that's why the Gemara started the shir to discuss what should we do about zugos, because even nowadays kishif is still a consideration. In fact, the Mefarshim point out that by the Friday night davening, when we say the bracha of Hashkiveinu after Kriya Shema, so during the week the bracha ends Baruch Ato Hashem Shemi Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. But on Friday night, as we know, the bracha ends with Froy Soleinu. Why is there a different nusach on Friday night than during the week? So the reason is because Friday night being the night of Shabbos, so we have a Shmira already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shabbos watch us. So that's why Friday night we don't say Shema Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. We'd rather say Froy Soleinu. So if Friday night is Aleil Shmurim, as is evident in our tefillah, so why do we have to say Krishma Lamita Friday night? So two answers are given. One is because it's only a Shmira from Azikim, but not from Kishif, as we just explained. And another answer is that it's only a Shmira for somebody who's Shomer Shabbos, who does Shabbos and is careful with all the Hichlus Shabbos properly. But if somebody is not properly Shomer Shabbos, it's not a Shmira. That's why, since we're not certainly sure that we're Shomer Shabbos properly, so we have to say Kriya Shema Lamita and do everything else to be careful on Friday night also. And this concept of Man Dekapid Lekapti, the Mefarshim explained, is very relevant in all areas of Halacha. Rav Moshe uses this concept regarding somebody who is in Makbid regarding the Tzavos of Ben Yehuda Chosid, the various things that it says in that Tzavah. Regarding, there was a Shaila asked Rav Moshe where somebody insisted in a couple that a name be given for a child, and there was a grandmother who was alive with that name. In Ashkenazi communities, that's generally not done. Again, Rav Moshe says, Man the couple like Kaptaba Day. There's a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak where apparently the minig was not to call, for people not to call three sons Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And there was a situation where somebody wanted to do it. And the Michas Yitzchak says, Man the Kapit, Kaptabadei, Man the Loikapit. The Shlah says, Man the Kapit, somebody who believes in Mazikin, Kapitabadei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him and treats him accordingly. Or Man the Loikapit, he doesn't believe in Mazikim, doesn't believe in Kishif, he only believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lekapitabadei, he doesn't have to worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch him. Says the Gemara, Kas Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Shtei Beim, two eggs, Shtei Egoizim, and two nuts, V'dover Acher, and Shtei Kshuim, two cucumbers, V'dover Acher, we don't know what the other thing is yet, Halach L'mash M'sinai, Halach L'mash M'sinai, the one should be careful. So the Marcheshes asks, there's a Mishnah Masechta Erevin that says that somebody can make an Erev out of two eggs. And yet here we're saying that two eggs are mazikim. So Marcheshes answers that when the Mishnah says we can make an Erev out of two eggs, the Mishnah means that we have two eggs, but each egg is used in a separate meal. So it's not considered a pair. The Mefarshim question, what does Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai mean here? Does it mean an actual Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, as it usually does in Shas? Or does the Gemara mean, when it says Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, it means that it's a very strong concept in Halacha, just like every Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai is. Umistakul Rabbanan, Chazal weren't quite sure, my niyu Dover Acher, what is the Dover Acher? The Gaz Rabbanan, that's why Chazal said, "Kulei zugei, anything should not be done in pairs, because we're concerned about the Dover Acher, we don't know what this unknown item is." Says the Gemara, "For Hada Morin, Asora Tam Neshita Arba, by 10, by 8, by 6, by 4, as we learned on Amr Aleph, Ein Veshem Zugei, there's no concern of pairs, Loya Morin Elen Yemezikin, that's regarding Mezikin. Avelin Yikshafim, regarding Kshafim, Afila Tuvanami, it makes no difference, anything impairs, Chashinan, we're concerned. Kiha Dahu Gavra, there was this man, the Garshla Dvisa, he divorced his wife, Ozla V'Insvila Chanva, and she went and she got married to somebody who owned a bar. Every day this person will go drink wine in this bar. Have a ka'av like shofim, and his former wife would attempt to do kishif on him. And it didn't have any effect on him. He was careful never to drink an even number of drinks of wine. One day he drank a lot. He wasn't exactly sure how much he drank. At Shitzer, until he drank 16 cups, Havatzail was darben nafshe. He was careful that it wasn't more than it wasn't in pairs. But once he drank already 16 cups, lo havatzail, he wasn't any more careful. For his darben nafshe, he was no longer careful not to drink in pairs. A fact of Azuzay, and it came out they drank an even number of cups of wine. Kava Ozel, when he left the bar, Gaspe Ahutaya, he met a certain Arab. Amlai Gavul Ka'iktilo de Ozel Hacha, there's a man who's dead because he saw the effects of the Kishif on him. Ozel Chafkele Dirka, so when this person heard this, he went and he embraced a palm tree. Savat Dikla, the palm tree shriveled up. Opakahu, and he burst from the Kishif. The Trumas Adeshin says, based on this Gemara, that the halacha is that when a couple get divorced, they're not supposed to live in the same house in the same neighborhood. But from here, he says, we see that although they're not allowed to live in the same house or same neighborhood, they can visit in the same place. Because here we see that this man went to the place where his former wife was every day. And the Gemara doesn't say, says the Trumas Hadashin, that he caused himself damage because of that. So must mean that that's mutter. The Taz doesn't necessarily agree with that Trumas Hadashin. Amrav Avira, ka'orois, cook dishes, v'kikrois, loaves of bread, ein ve'em shim zugos, there's no concern of pears. Klal the mils, the rule is, kol shigam rabdei adam, anything which is man-made, ein ve'em shim zugos, there's no concern of zugos. Gam rabdei shemayim, but something that's made by heaven, b'mili mina de meichel, regarding food, chashin, we have to be concerned about pears. Ask the Tosfos Rid. The way we began the sugya, we were talking about cups of wine. Cups of wine are man-made. Man makes wine. And here we're saying that something that's man-made, there is no concern of zugos. So why did the Gemara ask the question at the beginning of the shir about zugos by cups of wine? So Tosfos Rid says, the wine is not considered man-made. Because since grapes are edible, so wine, which is made from grapes, is not considered man-made. That's one answer given. Another answer given is when the Gemara says here, that something that's man-made, there's no concern of zugos, is only when the two items are not identical. But if the two items are identical, like two cups of wine, even though they're man-made, there is a concern of zugos. Another answer given is that this Gemara is only talking about food. But by beverages, it makes no difference if it's man-made or made by heaven, there's always a concern of zugos. The Chazon Ish says a different teretz. The Chazon Ish says that the Gemara is saying that there is no concern of zugos by something that's man-made. If you have two things in front of you that are man-made, there is no concern of zugos. But here, but when we're talking about drinking and drinking two items that are identical, there is a concern of zugos. The drinking, the common drinking, makes us have the concern of zugos. Chanus, a shop. There is no concern of zugos. So there's two pshatim how to learn a shop. One pshat is that when somebody drinks in one shop and then he drinks the next cup in another shop, there is no concern of zugos. But the Mefarshim explained that doesn't make sense. Of course there is no concern. Of course there is no concern of zugos, because as we learned earlier, that if somebody goes out between drinks, there is no concern of zugos. So Mefarshim explained that when the Gemara says chanus ein be mishum zugos, means that if you drink in a shop, you don't drink at home in a makom kavua, you don't have to worry about zugos. So they asked, but we just learned the story of the person who drank in his former wife's husband's bar, and he was affected by zugos. So they say that the zugos that the Gemara here is talking about is the zugos of mazikim. In a bar, in a shop, there is no concern about mazikim, but for kishif, there is a concern. Nimlach, if somebody drank and changed his mind, emishim zugos. That means if somebody drank a cup and they decided not to drink further, and then it changes his mind and drinks another cup, even though it was an even amount, it's not. There is no concern for zugos. Oirich, a guest, emem shem zugos, doesn't have to worry about zugos, because even if he drinks one cup, he doesn't know if he's going to get another cup, so he's always like nimlach. Isha, a woman, emem shem zugos, does not have to worry about zugos. Every cup of wine that she drinks is considered a new act of drinking. However, isha chshuva, if she's a prominent woman who normally does drink more, chashin and she should be concerned. Arav chenina bereid Rav Yeshua. Asparagus. Mitztarafla. Toiv of aim mitztarafla ra. Asparagus was a drink that they used to drink in the morning. It was a combination of wine and cabbage, which they felt was very beneficial for the health. Mitztarafla toiv, it combines for good, aim mitztarafla ra. That means, if somebody will drink 4 cups of asparagus, the third cup will not be considered as if he drank it. It's as if he only drank 3 cups. On the other hand, if he drinks 3 cups, he drank 3 cups. It's not an even number, and he doesn't have to be concerned about zugos.